Coming up, we take a look at how tech innovation is happening.
And we see what happens if somebody uses a cheap China product to make a super gravity build on a budget.
Yeah, and what's grabbing our attention in MTB this week? It's all coming up on the Dirt Shed Show. Welcome to this week's show, where we're talking, because you're here, Owen, about tech innovation.
Yay!
In mountain biking.
Okay, that's good.
How that happens and how it affects us normal riders.
Yeah.
Because tech innovation is not easy to come by.
No.
There's a lot of work. Incremental improvements.
Yeah.
And sometimes big leaps.
Yes.
A lot of work goes into making these things.
Yeah, huge
happen.
Amount behind the scenes. Yeah.
I was reminded of that this week because Orbea and FMD have just announced their new partnership.
Yes.
Orbea FMD Racing.
The Gravity Cooperative.
Yes, don't forget that bit.
Yeah.
Fantastic news. But I and a very exciting team, although there's not been much more said than that at the moment.
No, we're only hazarding a guess who's going to be on that team, which is exciting in itself.
We'll come to that in a bit. But what I thought was really cool about this is that last year we saw Martin Mays riding an Orbea e-bike in World Cup downhill and getting in the top 20.
Yeah.
Which in itself is insane.
Yeah, it's super rad.
I mean, and as a downhill mechanic, like pro race, like how crazy is that?
I think it's really crazy because I think there's twofold. It's like if you're a really fast rider, that certainly helps, but you'd have to do lots of downhill. And Martin came in having done, he has got downhill pedigree in the past.
Sure
he's won a World Cup before. He's no slouch, but he's been doing enduro for ages. So to come in effectively on the enduro e-bike, the Wild from Orbea, it was modified. And that's part of the story in itself. It's amazing that he got 20th, I think, at two rounds, even at the World Champs. So, amazing story
but
in itself.
But how modified was it? What were they doing with that bike? Because you think it wasn't quite as clear as I thought they were trying to make a downhill bike, but you don't. That's not what they were doing.
No, I don't think so. I think what they were using, so they have this O-Lab, which is their experimental development lab, and they do lots of testing on wheels and developing new bikes. And this was sort of a development section of making sure that their enduro e-bike, the Wild, was as good as it could be by pushing it beyond enduro, taking it to a downhill race. They were also, I think, gathering lots of other data that might be used on a downhill bike in the future, but
But they weren't developing a downhill bike necessarily at that point.
No,
they were just making the Wild even better.
Yeah.
See, I hadn't seen that at
the
time.
But it's
I was
real
like,
clever.
That can't be their downhill bike, surely, but that's not what they would do.
No, it's clever.
I mean, think about that. That's how some, you know, the new Wild is an amazing bike, and to make that better, that's the lengths they've had to go to. And also, in a marketing sense, you know, it means something to us when something is race-proven.
I think it does, because I guess it's twofold in terms of it is this amazing accelerator to develop products better, because you can have a really good rider and can ride his local track and he can give you, I mean, the good racers can give you really incredible feedback.
Yeah.
And they're really amazing in terms of being able to pull up certain bits of little tiny details that will, for an average rider, actually make a difference. But then those same racers might not push themselves as much as they can as soon as the clock is ticking. So there's this extra accelerator when you go racing that, I guess, proves it's worthy and survives, but also helps accelerate that development program.
Yeah, I mean, it's the survival's a big part of it.
Well,
because it's a tough life at World Cup. Most products go through a bit of a life cycle where they are race-proven or race-tested.
Yeah.
And innovations happen at the races. A really simple one. Last year, we saw Dakota Norton racing with super high bars, and I'm predicting more people will be on higher bars this year, and MTB has innovated in that way. So that's a very
Does that
make sense?
I think it does. I think it's like this cauldron where speed and the clock is the only thing that matters. So you might have a Wild idea that you've tested.
Yeah.
And I guess it's also, we need to say that there's lots of backroom people developing the bikes and doing lots of hard engineering and lots of hard design stuff. And then it's only maybe at the race where we get to see that cool stuff. But I think some stuff is, we don't see it races, and that's then also interesting that it makes it to market.
Well, I was chatting to one of the boys in the office earlier on, and we came up with like something that has made it to market but hasn't been proven it races, but has innovated the industry, DJI.
Oh!
That hasn't been at any races, but it has absolutely put the cat amongst the pigeons in terms of e-bikes.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because previously we've always, like, we've had a bit of a tease at new technology, whereas, well, we haven't seen that with that. No. It's just kind of landed and everyone's been blown away by it.
So here's the question, right? Because it hasn't been race proven, do you really trust it yet?
Ooh.
That kind of gets you thinking about whether that means anything to you, race proven or not.
I mean, that's valid. I mean, Jonesy's had it for a bit and it's still working. So I feel like
it's proven. Yeah. That's quite good. That means you can leave it outside for long periods of time. He doesn't do that.
He does do that.
I tell you what, it's really interesting. Just jumping back to the Orbea FMD racing team for a moment. Like I said, we haven't seen what the bike's going to be yet.
Which is super exciting.
Very exciting, because I think they've obviously got a totally new platform, which is pretty cool. And we don't really know what the roster of that team's going to be, although we probably can presume Tani Seagraves, the kind of focus of the downhill part of the team.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Because she's done pretty well last year.
She's all right. Yeah. And her dad's the manager of the team.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily... I mean, the fact she's fast as probably helps.
Chaos is going to be staying in the gravity side of things. So will this platform be able to cross over? Which you probably
that'd
will.
That'd be real cool.
But it's a multidisciplinary team. So are we going to see Martin Mays still with them? He hasn't said he's not with them.
I mean, that'd be cool. Martin Mays coming back to downhill.
Oh, imagine if he came back to downhill. Yes.
Seeing as he got 20th at, I think, Fort William without much practice, look out, DH races.
Yeah. Let us know, though, what you think about tech innovation in mountain biking and how it comes across to you as a customer. I've got some questions for you so you can get involved in the comments, actually. So do you feel the benefit of race bike development in your current ride? Is it a consideration for your next purchase of a bike, like a race-proven bike? And here's one for you. Is there a tech innovation on your bike, the one you're riding now, that you would like to see? If you could technically innovate your own ride right now, how would you do it? Let us know in the comments down below. We love hearing what you've got to say about that stuff, and tech innovation is definitely one we want to hear about too. Right, we've got to go to the news with Tom. Let's do it.
What's up, everyone? A couple of bits of good news this week, so let's get stuck in with news that Reese Wilson has set up Aeon Race Team. The roster and sponsor list is yet to be released at the time of filming, but the silhouette of the bike in what is a really good tease video is definitely the Gamux Sago. Maureen Cabarrou and Jenny Risveds have joined the Canyon Collective, two consistent podium threats for Canyon there, also picking up under 23 riders Valentina Corvi and Noah Filippi. Yolanda Neff and Luca Martin join Cannondale Factory Racing, and it's been a huge week for Orbea as they've announced two teams, confirming the rumours that the FMD team will be riding a new downhill bike this year, as well as the lineup of the Fox Factory XC team with Rebecca Henderson, Simon Andreasen, Jennifer Jackson, Pierre de Froidmont and Yvonne Zugasti. Loana Lecomte has joined the BMC Factory Race team for 2025, and Carson Storch joins the growing outdoor research team. Cliff Bar seemed to be scaling back its sponsorships in the bike space. After multiple years representing the brand in those distinctive pastel helmets, both Casey Brown and Brett Reeder are off. Reeder also emphasising that he's off of Commensal, Fox, Adidas, Smith and Kender. It's not just XC riders who go road. Former EDR podium finisher Jose Borges is off of Canyon Pirelli and will race on the road for a team called Firenze. One and done, MS Racing is parting ways with Intense, quoting that they believe the gearbox is the future of downhill racing, something which Intense as a brand seem to disagree with. MS say that they'll be around with the new brand very shortly. Intense's factory team have signed Millie Yonset in the meantime and confirmed that they'll be running EXT suspension. Keeping things tech theme now, another brand flirting with gearboxes, Atherton Bikes have uploaded this shot of a belt-driven bike. That could be an interesting end to the Gates belted purse if Rachel Atherton, who has recently been to a team camp training with Red Bull, jumps on one and absolutely smashes it. There are three new Izzo Core builds over at YT Industries, Shimano drivetrains all round. The Core 1 starts at £2,500 for Marzocchi suspension, and the Core 3 is currently £4,500 featuring Ohlins. And last but by no means least, they've been sat here the entire time. Of course, I'm going to chat about them. 1UP Components have brought their first clipless pedal to market. These are the thinnest set of clips on the market, just 26.8 mil thick, nice big platform for descending, and four massive pins on here to keep your foot secure too. That lack of material means you're less likely to commit any rock strike sins, but also that the weight is nice and low. Just 410 grams weight in these. SPD style system there, compatible with SPD cleats too. The mechanism gives you 5 degrees of float and a 12 degree release angle. The spring tension adjustment, of course, and they're available in a wide range of 8 colors, $160 for those. All right, that's all I've got time for this week. It's back to Martin and Owen for the rest of the show.
Right, at this point, Owen, I've got a turn to some really sad news, okay, that I didn't get a chance to talk about last week. It's the passing of Jez Avery, an MTB icon in the UK.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a UK mountain biker from the 90s, Jez Avery was in all the magazines, he was in videos, and he was at all the race events. He was a great racer, great trials rider, incredible rider from that time, and was, you know, someone who really advocated mountain biking for so many people, got it in front of so many eyeballs, including mine. He was someone I followed in the sport. Yeah. And he was also someone that showed people like myself how to find our way into the industry and get sponsored and have a career in the sport.
And not be a racer. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was an incredible guy, an incredible showman.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
Yeah.
Really brilliant. And he's going to be sorely, sorely missed. So our thoughts obviously are going out to his close friends and family. He's going to be really missed, and it was tragic news indeed. Great rider. You know what? I was doing a talk last year, all about mountain biking and my time in it. And I got to the end of the talk, and I was thinking, and Jez came over, and he'd bought a ticket and come and watched my talk. I mean, I can't even imagine how bored he must have been listening to me talking. But he'd come over and he was like, "Ma, it was brilliant. It was so great talking about mountain biking." And I was so touched he was there. He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was pretty good at bunny hops. Tell you what. Pretty good at bunny hops. Yeah. He was on the TV show You Bet once doing bunny hops against the clock. It was amazing. It was actually amazing. Love you, Jez. Right, let's keep going with the show. Take a look at some things that caught our attention this week with the things we like this week. Right, first thing that caught my attention this week, how could it not? Remy Letelier absolutely slaying it down this riverbed.
Yeah, it's kind of unreal in terms of how rad it is and how burly it is and how fast and Remy just goes through stuff.
And this is the line that Johan Borelli had a big old stack on, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's so scary, but really cool.
I think it's really good to see how good Remy is through this. And then Johan Borelli was very good until the front tyre washed out, and then he kind of knocked out to water. Yeah. Not a stellar line.
If you touch some of the wet rock on that line, your history.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even with the stickiest tyres known to man,
Also, I tell you what, Remy Natale did a really great video on his YouTube channel talking all about the industry and how it's changing and how sponsorship's very hard. That was very interesting too.
Yeah, interesting guy.
Something else that caught my attention this week. Look at this dude. Honestly.
Hang on, is this gravel?
No, it's not gravel. Oh, not everything's gravel,
so
Owen.
I could hijack it with a bit of gravel.
We're into cyclocross season. Well into it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't really know my cyclocross, to be honest. But this guy's skills. This is Toon Heyerbelt. My God, he is good in the sand, isn't he?
It's amazing. Like, I hope he washes his bike after as the inner mechanic. But, the uprightness and the sleigh and also the roost. It's like he's on a moto.
Are you triggered by the sand? You're like, no.
Just think of that in this chain. I'm like, and his bearings. Oh.
Brilliant. This is the best news for me this week, right? Cross-country rider who I've always thought is amazing in every sense of the word, Yolanda Neff. How could we make Yolanda Neff better, right? Tell you what, why don't we sign her to Cannondale?
Oh.
Super nice.
That's cool.
Yolanda Neff on Cannondale. Dreams come true.
That's really fun.
I didn't see that coming at all.
There you go.
I think she's going to have a big comeback this year. She's going to win like 5 or 6 World Cups.
Oh, right.
That's what I reckon.
Boom, okay.
Yeah. Love it.
Related to that news, very excitingly, Jenny, who was formerly on Team 31,
has moved
to the Canyon Collective.
Yes.
Am I saying collective correctly?
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic, so there's missing vowels. Sometimes it's tricky.
It's not helpful.
It's not, no.
No.
But that's really exciting.
It is really exciting.
Fast XC
I
racer.
I think This is just a prediction. I think Jenny Rizvez is going to win probably 5 or 6 World Cups this year.
There you go.
Just a prediction.
Look out.
Just a prediction. Yeah. Some great stuff going on here with team changes this year. Really.
Very exciting.
But there's a lot of riders without a ride at the moment.
Especially in the downhill world.
Yeah.
Orcs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you say that in the downhill world, but I think the most frightening unsigned rider at this moment is the Enduro World Cup champion, Hattie Harnden.
Oh, at this moment, unreleased.
At
yeah.
this moment, she's not. I mean, she might be signed, but she hasn't said anything yet.
But also,
and we don't even know what discipline she's going to be.
Well,
doing.
That's true because she's also DH national champ for UK.
She could ride DH.
I mean, she's also been cross national champ, cross country national champ. Yeah,
she's very good.
She's exceptionally good.
In fact, Owen, I predict that this year, Hattie Harnden could win 5 or 6 World Cups.
Boom, there you go, you hit it.
It's just a prediction. Just a prediction. Right, before we continue, I want to remind you about YouTube memberships.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can get your loyalty badges if you sign up to either the Trail Crew or Trail Boss tiers.
Yeah.
Also, custom emojis.
Yes.
Never gets old. I love the custom emojis. And we've got some new ones coming very soon.
Excellent.
So look out for those. Of course, you get discount in the store as well. And it's an amazing way to support the channel.
Speaking of store.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bundles and you get 10% savings on those bundles.
Yes. You can basically go and buy a mountain biker kit. That's what the bundle is.
Yeah.
It makes you a mountain biker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
click. Got it.
Head to the store and check those out. And again, we appreciate the support. Right, let's keep going the show with... You want a little sing?
Hacks and Bodges.
Hacks and
Bodges.
What's this song?
Hacks and Bodges. No?
No. Oh. No, it goes like this. First one this week.
Right.
The first person with an opportunity to win themselves a GMBM race dog. That's what's at stake, Owen.
Wow, there's a lot at stake, isn't there?
It is quite a lot,
isn't
it?
Yeah, that is.
First one is, I like this. It's so messy and scruffy and untidy.
I'm just scratching my head looking
but
at
I
just
love
like...
it. I love it. These are my favourite Hex and Bodges. But basically, Kyron has sent in this custom bike stand.
It is a custom stand, 100%.
It is bespoke. It's bespoke. A custom bike stand. It could also be described as a hook.
Yes. Or two hooks. Because he's got a hook on the top of the ladder.
A hook on a hook.
Yeah, he's got dual hooks.
I love it. This is Hacks and Bodges. It is creativity best.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a good candidate for the win this week.
Oh, right.
Well done, Kyron.
Do we not,
thanks
do
for
we
sending
not wangle the bell?
No, that's only for the bike for Owen. Only
right.
for the bike.
Okay, I think I may have messed
very
up.
Very serious. Next one, right? This is our cheap China bike.
Wow.
Yeah, that we mentioned at the top of the show from Matt Stevenson, right?
Okay.
Basically, listen to this. He built a free ride bike using 100% cheap China parts sourced for all types of websites.
Okay.
So he's got a Passat
frame. Consumer to factory.
Yeah.
There we go. There's some fun language facts there, which we can reveal another time.
Yep. Passac frame, which is he thinks is definitely a Trek Fuel EX ripoff. It was $300. Fun fact, Passac means...
Yep, we'll skip over that bit.
Oh,
he's got
yeah,
the lightest Suron e-bike forks that you could find. That's an interesting option. So Surons are... e-mopeds,
yeah.
Where people go, and they complain about e-bikes. No, Suron, that's what you should complain about.
Yeah. I mean, they are some beefy-looking
forks. Yeah, they are. Rear shock was £16. Wow. Does it? Yeah.
Does
coil
it
over with rebound.
Yeah.
Does it actually have rebound?
It's an incredible price, though.
Yeah.
Basically, that whole bike, though, he got it for under £1,000, which is pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, is healthcare free?
Yeah, actually, it's $1,000. You got it for $1,000. So that's like £700. That's pretty good.
Again.
Looks like a full send bike.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Perfect.
Owen, you're the technical person here. You're giving away a GMBM race top to Matt Stevenson or Kyron with his double hooks. I think we've got to give it to Matt, haven't we? As fun as Kyron's is and as simple
I
and
think
as
we'll...
gutter...
I'm kind of torn.
Really?
Yeah, because Matt Stevens, he's just built a bike.
No,
and
but he's
potentially
put a lot of ingenuities. He's hacked his way to an incredibly, economically built bike there. That's, you're not going to give it to the guy with two hooks, surely.
Well, that's a proper hack, isn't it? Like, he's just, he's not built a bike, he's just got two hooks.
The decision's down to you, Owen. Go
me?
For it. It's down to you.
I feel peer pressure here to support the Passac. Let's go Passac and Matthew.
Matt, well done. Your pimp bike's done it. You've got yourself a GMM race top. But
just get some insurance.
I really
please.
Love the double hook from Chiron. I love the simple one. Send us in your hacks and bodges to the uploader. It's linked down below, and you could be winning yourself a race top next week. Caption contest. Look at Rich. What does he look like?
He looks like he's had a fun time somewhere sunny and warm. That's where. Probably filming with someone lovely like one of our creators, possibly Josh, I imagine.
Yeah.
That looks great, doesn't it?
Looks good. We've got some good captions for it, and chances are someone's going to win a stunt mug any moment.
Right, okay.
Starting off with a classic from our all-time top greatest caption giver, Cornish Cactus.
Easy for you to say.
Who says, with Rich having too much sangria the night before, the film crew thought we'd not notice if they just put a helmet and sunnies and a GMBN top on an unsuspecting local llama for filler shots.
Ooh.
Yes, it is quite llama-like.
It's quite uncanny, actually.
Yes, yes.
Now you mentioned it. Or alpaca. Let's not,
Could be.
Llama,
be.
Alpaca.
What else?
Dylan Finley says, when you slip on the old camelback, and remember if you got to wash it, when you slip it on.
Yeah. Oh, and it's not clean.
Mm.
No.
Well, you've got fizzy flavours when you didn't put fizzy things in your backpack.
Whoa. Mm. Jamie Wall 9076 says, balance bike racing, count me in. Yes. It does look like a very enthusiastic group. Did you hear about that last week? Adult balance bike racing. That's the thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Rich and Blake, we're going to get them to go and do it.
Great, perfect.
For sure.
That's what I need.
Yeah. This last one, read it?
Can
I read
it? For it?
Because it's so weird.
Is it?
So weird, yeah, but good. Elric DB, he says, and lo, the prophet Moses did descend from the mount once again with an 11th sacred commandment inscribed upon a third tablet.
Right.
By the very hand of the Almighty, and the Lord decreed unto his people, saying, thou shalt honour the days of rest and joy. Thou shalt ride mountain bikes with gladness and abandon the tolls of labour, for in the balance of work and leisure thou shalt find my divine favour.
This commandment may be a guiding light unto thee. That's the winner.
Is it? I've got one question. Like, what?
Just one?
Why?
Just one question.
But yes, Elric, you have to win this week.
Purely on a word count.
It's so weird. So weird.
Is it? Is it really?
Stunt mug.
Oh. Is that meant to eject off the front there or the back?
Stunt mug on its way to you. This stunt mug's rubbish.
Yeah, that, let's just get it, send it back.
We are actually developing an app.
Oh, and then so you can control it.
You can control it much better than that. Yeah. So you'd be like,
like that one. Ah, clever.
There's a stunt mug on its way to you. Well done, Elric. Here is next week's caption photo. So give us a comment for that down in the caption for that down in the comments. And we will see if you can win one of those
aforementioned mugs stunt.
Yeah, of the stunt next week. Good luck. Coming up on the channel this week, guns are blazing. We have got, first up, mountain bike events and races to look out for in 2025.
Ooh, I need that.
I did that video and I couldn't believe there's some mega events.
Yeah,
I
bet there are.
Yeah.
Huge
all over
events.
The place as well. So not UK-based, global here.
Perfect.
We've got some great stuff for you there.
We've also got how to build a mini kicker jump.
Yes.
Is not a kicker just going to kick you over? I know so little about the jumps.
You really do, don't you? Yeah, we should send you off a kicker jump. That's what we should do.
That's a really bad idea.
Then you know all about it.
No.
Yeah.
I think I'll write that in my contract. A bit like Jonesy, no airtime.
Tell you what, watch this video and see what you think.
Yeah.
We've also got how much faster can a downhill bike make you? Can it even make you faster?
I don't know.
Right, let's get on with the bike vault.
Oh, do we get the bell out for this too?
You're already here.
Oh,
Right, here we go with the Bike Vault. First one, Harrison Davies, on his Marin. Local woods ride, me and my friends in Dursley.
Oh, there we go, Cotswolds, lovely.
What do you think? Super nice, super nice.
I'm going to say super nice.
Yeah.
Bright colours, we like.
Well done. He was with
He's got his
Harry.
Mate's bike as well. That's, yeah. Oh, double.
Oh, his mate's bike there. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Right. Oh, I love it. A double bike, double spot. Love
yeah,
it. Great,
exactly.
Well done.
Double
well done, lads. Like that group ride.
Sven van der Veer.
Yes. His Common Sal Meta AM29 SRAM Edition.
Oh, he's got Cascade components, link and yoke on there. That is cool. And he's got it red. That's matched.
This is a Christmas
hangover. Yeah, that's super nice, especially with the red. Yeah.
Christmas hangover. Do you think that was a Christmas present? It looks new, doesn't it?
Oh, what a nice gift to get from under
that's
the tree.
True. Nathan Ross now with his Turbo Levo, Bergtech bar and stem, PE grips, PNW dropper lever, Hope cranks at Hamsterley Forest.
That looks great.
Nice.
Yeah, super. Oh.
We've done it now.
I like the view.
Yeah, we've got next.
Okay, we've got Marco Radic up next. He's saying it's a cheap build around Stock Park. So I think that might be an older Canyon.
Yes.
From back in the day. Lots of fancy parts. Magura brakes on there. Domain triple clamp, which I didn't even know they did, but there it is in the flesh. Big thanks to Neil. For his We Built the Ultimate Cheap Downhill Bike, he pushed me over the edge to do his build. So, very good.
Unfortunately, I can't ring the bell for one simple reason, just the mudguard. It's made me go, that's all. Else it was great.
Look how the rest of the bike is not covered in mud. You ride in muddy conditions.
Yeah, but...
Okay, right.
Sorry.
Right, fine.
Sorry, Marco. It's nice. It's the bike.
Oh, okay, well... Jump fast forward to Neil Patterson's lovely super light. Not super light. Santa Cruz Giuliana. So this is the first Giuliana to get the Giuliana name before the brand became Giuliana. Named after Julie Furtado, who was like the winningest XC racer ever.
But weirdly, not on a Santa Cruz.
No, not
I've
on
always
Santa
found
Cruz.
That strange.
On a GT.
GT, yeah, GT. Yep. But, you know...
This is built up for his son Murray, who's age 13. He's a big Santa Cruz fan. He found it on eBay. That's
I've just thought something really dumb. Does Julie Furtado come from Santa Cruz? Uh-oh, I may have been a dummy there. Anyway, moving on. That was a super bike. Love Giuliana. Great bikes.
Yeah.
Next up, Justin Allen, a 17-year-old with a limited budget. Don't worry about that. It's a great-looking bike.
Yeah, that is really good.
What make of bike is that?
I don't know. I mean, it could be a Specialized, because it looks quite Specialized.
Answers in the comments below.
Be a Polygon. As well.
Yeah, well...
Looking at the outside, I feel like it might be a Specialized.
I think we should let people comment and say. But I'm going to say it's a good shot.
Great shot and really super nice bike. Bring you to it.
You love ringing that.
Yeah, I do.
Cameron Young next. No details, just a very simple shot. Look at my bike.
It's a Commensal Meta. He's got Zebs on there. It's a big burly enduro machine. I mean, the golden rays.
It's an incredible shot.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Gee, there's loads in it. This is great.
He knew he didn't have to say much. This one's slightly sad to end on. This is Mr. Gamer 69. It's a GT4 Sport 2022. I don't know. I'm just thinking I'm going to be sad forevermore when I look at a GT now.
They might come back. There might be a chance.
They might. Yeah. Don't know. But yeah, it's a super nice. Yeah. But will Hansray still be on a GT? Even though there's no GT.
I mean, why don't they sell it to him?
He must...
Hans, if you're out there, chat to us. That'd be great.
Why doesn't Hans Ray buy GT?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a bombshell to end on, Owen. Fantastic.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Let us know. Should Hans Ray buy GT? I think we could get that going. Let's create
a crowdfunder
or something.
Yeah, yes. Be brilliant.
Fantastic. Thanks for watching the show. Let us know about those tech innovations. Do they work for you? Are you seeing them on your bike? And would you like to see something technically innovated on your bike?
Oh, yeah.
Let us know in the comments down below. But from me and Owen, it's goodbye.